5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Yesterday on C2C, I was talking about how big this game was for the Mets against the Braves last night. Because, you know, Atlanta has crawled within a game and a half of New York in the NL East for the lead in the division. And it's all gone down over the last month and a half where Atlanta's played exceptional baseball and crawled back into this race. And now they're deep in the Mets' head. And then they're opening up this huge series in Atlanta against the first-place Mets. And they send out Fried to beat Max Scherzer and pull within a half game in the division. And all I know is I took Scherzer in the Mets. I told you I'm on the Mets. I don't think it matters that the Braves are all over them and creeping and getting in their heads and, you know, living rent free, that they've come all the way back from 10 down. I said the goal would be to walk out of that game last night up 2.5, screw being up a half, go up 2.5, and they did it. Scherzer was brilliant. He pitched 7 strong innings. Luis Guillorme homered and drove in 2 runs. Yeah, who? I mean, no one's ever heard of him. I don't even know who he is. I don't care. The Mets beat Fried. 4-1 was the final. New York wins it. Scherzer said, quote, "They're a great team over there, and you want to come out and play your best baseball." Of course, the righty had it going. Scherzer was outstanding, and they stretched the lead to 2.5. Guillorme said it makes it great when you have the guy behind you throwing zeros. Everybody knows 1 or 2 might be enough when he's in the game. The Polar Bear also had a couple of RBIs. Scherzer is 6-1 now. He gave up only 3 hits in the game, including Austin Riley's 24th home run. And that cut the Mets' lead to 2-1, but Guillorme answered with his home run off Darren O'Day in the 8th inning. Then they brought in Edwin Diaz, the all-star closer, and he pitched for a 3rd straight game. Struck out the side in the 9th for his 19th save. You remember when they got this guy and he was awful? Every single time he pitched, he got lit up, and Diaz was like the worst kind of luck on the Mets that they could find, a closer that couldn't close. Remember when they got him in the deal? Now the guy has become a complete badass. And then you had Robbie Cano. Remember they got Cano earlier in the day in a minor league deal for basically $1, and he had 2 hits in his Braves debut. Go figure. Carver High said he would have a couple of hits, and he did. Nice call there. I still don't believe in Cano. I mean, the guy couldn't hit 100 over the last season and a half. He did absolutely nothing in San Diego. I'm not sure he got a hit the whole time he was there. Scherzer struck out 9, had no walks in his 2nd straight brilliant performance after missing 7 weeks with an oblique injury. He threw 6 scoreless innings. He allowed only 2 hits, with a season-high 11 strikeouts in a no decision against the Reds in his first outing off the IL. And Snicker said about Scherzer, quote, for the second time out, that's really, really good, I thought. Scherzer said he doesn't think there's any lingering effects from the oblique injury. I feel like the injury's really behind me now, he said. So you get this guy back pitching the way he's pitching. And, I mean, that's a successful return. He's won three Cy Youngs. And New York just wants to hold off the Braves. They won the World Series last year. Showalter said Scherzer overcame the challenge of facing a really good team on the road in an atmosphere that was conducive to the home team. He's a difference maker. No doubt about that. I mean, you put this guy on the bump and good things happen. He's a freak. The Mets led the Braves by 10.5 games on June 1st, but the lead was cut to 1.5 entering the series. The Braves went 29-8 and the Mets 19-16 in that window going into the game Monday night in Hot Town. Through 6 2/3 innings, Cano had Atlanta's only hit off Scherzer, if you can believe it, a single past Guillorme's glove at second with two outs in the third. Riley hit a line drive home run over the left field wall with two outs in the seventh, ending Scherzer's shutout bid. Ozuna followed with a double down the left field line, but Scherzer pumped his right fist after striking out Rosario to end the inning. That was clutch. Then Cano singled off Adam Ottavino with two outs in the eighth and moved to third on a double by Acuna. Ottavino got out of it on Danby Swanson's ground out. Freed, who's 9-3, gave up two runs on five hits and five walks, matching a career high in five innings. He also walked five batters in a 9-3 win over the Cubs in 2019. And so Freed has allowed no more than two earned runs in nine of his last 10 starts. I don't care. He didn't beat the Mets. Scherzer beat him. The Mets got it done 4-1. Nobody cares about the guy that didn't get it done. New York scored two runs in the third. Brandon Nimmo doubled and scored on the Polar Bears' double to left field. Alonso scored on Guillorme's grounder. Alonso had an RBI grounder in the ninth off Jackson Stevens to drive Nimmo in from third. Alonso increased his major league leading total to 72 RBIs. He's just going off this year. How about this kid Riley, though, for the Braves? It was his third homer in three games. He ranks second in the National League and is tied for fourth in the majors with 24 home runs. It's the third streak of homers in three or more consecutive games in his career. Last year, he had homers in four straight games from, like, July 27th to the 30th. How about Guillorme? He hit his second homer of the season. Each of his home runs have come against the Braves. He hit his third career homer on May 4th against the Braves at Citi Field. He said, "Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. I was just trying to put a good swing on a ball. It doesn't happen that often for me, but it's great when it does." I mean, can you imagine how tough the Mets are going to be to deal with when they get Jacob DeGrom back in the second half? DeGrom, who's been out with a stress reaction, right scapula, is scheduled to make his third minor league rehab start. He's going to do it in Syracuse in AAA this Thursday, and it looks like he'll be activated soon after the All-Star break. Can you imagine? I mean, they're going to be brutal. When you have to see Scherzer and DeGrom, I mean, two out of every 5 days, that's crazy. I mean, they're going to have total domination pitching on the bump every time they go out almost. The Mets have got great pitching from everybody else as well. David Peterson's 5-1 with a 3.48 ERA, and he's going to go tonight in the middle game of the series in Atlanta. They've gotten great pitching from Bassett, Carrasco, Tawan Walker, and Trevor Williams. And just the consistency with their batters. Like Nimmo was, you know, last night he had a hit in three at-bats, scored two runs, walked twice. Lindor was 3-for-5. Alonso 1-for-5 with the run and two RBIs. I mean, it just never ends. Cano was 1-for-3. Escobar 1-for-5. Guillorme was 2-for-3 with a run and two RBIs. I mean, you had productivity from almost the whole lineup. So Peterson's going to face Strider tonight in Hot Town. Strider's the guy that strikes out everybody. He's 4-2 with a 2.60 ERA, and the guy brings it and gets a lot of guys swinging. Yeah, by the way, the Polar Bear's going to be in the Home Run Derby next week at Dodger Stadium in Lipstick City. Alonzo said it's a really fun event. It's going to be super exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. And the Braves announced that star outfielder Robert Acuña Jr. will participate in the Derby. And even the Cardinals vet Albert Pujols entered the Derby, giving the L.A. Dodgers slugger a chance to participate in a familiar park. Of course, he played for the Dodgers. Pujols said, "It's an honor to be back at the All-Star Game and have a chance to be part of the Home Run Derby. That's something I enjoy a lot, and my kids will have a blast. Hopefully, I can put on a good show for them, because at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's about putting a good show on for the fans." Last year, Alonzo in Denver outlasted Orioles first baseman Trey Mancini to become the third back-to-back Home Run Derby champ. Alonzo had 74 home runs, totaling 6.3 miles in distance en route to the crown. Remember, he said, "I think I'm the best power hitter on the planet after last year's win. Being able to showcase that and really putting on a fun display for the fans, I just think it's a dream come true for me, because when I was young, my parents let me stay up past my bedtime to watch it. And, you know, it's one of the few nights a year I actually got to stay up past my bedtime just to watch incredible feats that you don't see in a regular baseball game." Alonzo leads the Mets with 23 home runs. I already told you about all his RBIs. Last year, Alonzo wowed the crowd at Coors with a final round total of 23 and joining Ken Griffey Jr. and Yoenis Cespedes in winning consecutive titles. He said, "It's surreal. It's just truly a blessing." The same guy, Dave Joss, is going to pitch to him that pitched to him last year. Alonzo said, "You just got to get him two pots of coffee before he pitches and then a case of Bud Light after he pitches, and he's good to go." That's awesome. Everybody needs a case of Bud Light after they do everything, including your boy Carver High, who loves to have a freshie or two after he does things around the house, like clean the garage. You got to love it. I like the Home Run Derby. It's Monday in L.A., Los Angeles, Cali.